Welcome back to Tip TV Sport. Gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Richard Keys, a presenter at Be In Sports, and he is sitting in a garden centre somewhere in the UK. Richard, very good morning to you, my friend.
That all makes it sound very suspicious now, doesn't
well, I
it?
Couldn't.
I'm in the middle of Ascot. Good morning to you, my friend.
I didn't know you were a gardener.
I'm not here for the garden. There's a restaurant here. I was having a cup of tea.
Right, magic. Right, let's talk football. England, OK, all-time low in terms of what's going on, OK. I feel as if watching England is like watching a Bloomberg trading screen. It sits in the background on silent, and I only have a passing interest. Is there anything to whet my appetite going forward other than beating Scotland, our historic rivals?
Yes, I think there is, Nick. I genuinely do. I think that, as is the case with any injury, after the Euros, there's an awful lot of bruising. There's a lot yet, I think, which has got to manifest itself. And I don't think any time soon nor quickly are we going to be in a situation where we can join up and expect that England are going to excite us. It's a process. But I am personally very pleased, as I think you know, that Big Sam's got the job. I think he's the right man at the right time, which in itself is unusual. We've often had the right man at the wrong time or the wrong man at the right time. I think those two things have come together now. So I'm very pleased about that. I think he will put a smile back on England supporters' faces. We do have a generation of young men that I think will ultimately produce for us going forward. For me at the weekend, the most important thing was quite simply win.
Yeah.
And it took a long time and it wasn't pretty, but they won. Now, that's a really good first brick in the foundations in place. And I look forward even to the Scotland game. Yes, we'll all get excited about that. Yes, we'll be beating our chests in a very gladiatorial way, both sides of the border. But it isn't about England-Scotland. This is about, can Sam Allardyce find a way for England to play and be successful? And that is a process, and it's a process that's going to take time. It really is.
Well, I read with interest in the weekend press that Sam Allardyce, OK, was not a top-tier Premier League manager and would never be given the manager's job of a top team. And therefore, he was absolutely the man for the job because he was basically managing a very inadequate England team. Is that a bit harsh?
No, I do think that's harsh. I think that Sam has been around the block many times. Sam knows exactly what he's doing. It is not Sam's fault that we are in an era where our big clubs are owned by foreign owners who want foreign coaches with reputations. Sam, in my opinion, can mix it with the best and has done. He has set teams up to beat the best. When he was at Bolton, Arsene Wenger and Arsenal could never get the better of him. He's not a mug. He's a very astute manager. It's funny how he was initially when he was at Bolton and had them fourth, remember? Had them fourth in what would have been Champions League places, consistently mixing it with the big boys. He was innovative. He was at the cutting edge of science. He was doing it differently. He then got labelled long ball Sam, which was most unfair because it's a tag he's really struggled to shake off. All of a sudden, he's being greeted again by the national press as the saviour. We're very knee-jerk. I've said this to you before. It's either hit or miss, good or bad. Sam's a good man. Sam's a football man. Sam's an Englishman who knows, in my opinion, what it is that English football fans want. What style of football do they want? He would say to you, they want winning football. And I don't care too much about how that comes about. It wasn't pretty at the weekend, but then successful teams often aren't overly pretty. They just get a job done, and that's what Sam's England did.
OK, so let's have a few words about the transfer window. I read with interest Crystal Palace in a commentator's thought that we had the fourth best transfer window. Did that save Pardew's job? And in your opinion, who did have the best transfer window?
I said to you, I didn't believe Alan Pardew was under pressure. I don't believe now that Alan Pardew is under pressure. He's a Palace man. Chairman thinks the world of him. I think Benteke is a really good piece of business. I would say that. Really good piece of business. But my best transfer from throughout the window, and I may have mentioned it to you last week, I think has to be Everton's in getting Steve Walsh. Now, he doesn't play football, Steve,
yep.
But he has mined an extremely extremely good source of talent for Leicester, and he had a huge part to play in them winning the league, a huge part. So I think that he is a great piece of business on Everton's part. I suppose in some respects, you know, who had the best window? I think you could, for me, you could say Manchester United and Pogba. It was such an important signing. It was someone that wanted to play his football elsewhere. Barcelona would have been his first choice. Real Madrid, if they'd been able to find the money, second. Manchester United went and spent more money on a footballer than anybody ever has, without the lure of Champions League football, with a lot of promises. And he bought in. So it laid down a marker for English football. It laid down a marker for Manchester United as a football club. I think Pogba is going to be a sensational player. I said to you, I think every pound spent on him is worthwhile. He's Patrick Vieira for me with goals.
Right.
He's got everything. And I don't think it's a gamble at all. I'm certain that somewhere along the line, their club sponsor, Adidas, kit sponsor, will have weighed in. It was the case when Ronaldo went to Real Madrid. These deals often can't be financed now without that kind of support. But I think as a benchmark, I think great piece of business. Palace, yeah, did well. I hope for better things from Palace. I have a soft spot for them. Mark Bright's a very good mate of mine. We talk all the time. I said to you last week, sources tell me. Well, Brighty told me Alan Pardew's not under pressure. Not now, not yet. Right. If things don't change, yes, he might be. But right now, not for me.
Not under pressure. Okay, well, as you know, we're Tip TV and our specialised subject is tipping. Can we finish off with a tip for my garden, as you're in a garden centre?
Yes, get someone to do it, because I can imagine it's not top of your list of priorities.
That's the absolute right answer. Richard Keys, thanks as always for your time. We'll talk to you same time next week. Bless you, Richard. Keep out of mischief.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, let's take a very quick break, then we'll be straight back. Thank you.